they are telling you you cannot work those 5 days. So it is not fair.
If I were the pay date czar, I would have picked the pay date of the campus with the most employees to minimize the amount of record keeping and record changing and paperwork I would have to do in the change. I wouldn't have picked the pay date of the smallest campus.
I know some people are living on a very tight budget, and they're the ones who are impacted.
What the U of I has done, really, is put out a number of conflicting messages, and I don't see what service that's really done its workforce. Coming out of the gates, they said that, you know, they still maintain that this is not a pay cut, and that if you it's a cash flow problem, and that if you're hurt by this cash flow problem, you could apply for a loan. Now, that's a lot of people I feel that I've talked to really feel that that's insulting, that you should have to take a loan on the salary you're making.
However employees feel about the pay date change, one thing is certain. Their September paychecks will be about 17% less than normal. Salaried employees are getting paid from August 21st to September 16th. Five fewer days worked, five fewer days paid. They're still getting paid for each day worked, but some, like Associate Professor Margaret Chaplin, argue that's not the way academic professionals and faculty are supposed to get paid.
We are paid an annual salary. We are not paid by the day or by the week. You know, we get the same amount in January as we do in February, as I said in my statement. There, no matter whether there's a different number of work days in the month or not, you know, we don't get paid extra in leap years, even though we work an extra day.
Kathleen Pecknold, Associate Provost and Director of Academic Human Resources at the U of I, explains it like this.
It's not counted by days. However, we are paid on a 30-day month. So in some way, there are different conventions that organizations use to divvy up an annual salary. And the convention that was chosen with our payroll system was a 30-day convention.
She says the university isn't making money off the switch in pay dates, but it will streamline the process by having all three campuses in sync. Salary dollars are encumbered, meaning they can't be used for anything else. Another issue that Chaplin raises is that university contract provisions require your salary be paid in 12 equal installments. Obviously, that's not the case with the short paychecks in September. Chaplin and a group called the Union of Professional Employees even attempted to stop the pay date change by filing an injunction arguing that point. But the Board of Trustees has the power to alter contract provisions, and the contracts for the new fiscal year do not include language requiring equal payments. Issues involving raises and retirement are also causing concerns. Pecknold says any raises next year will be figured on an annualized salary, so the shorter contract period will have no effect. But with retirement being based on the four consecutive highest paid years, the shorter contract period will affect some people. Pecknold says to get the most possible money when they retire, those people should work beyond their contracts.
Remember, their retirement annuity is based on your four consecutive highest years of pay. And so in my final year, I would work those extra 5 days so that that would be counted as my full year. You'll have 1 year where you have 5 days less pay, but then that final year you'll have 5 days more pay, and as a matter of fact, at a higher rate, because hopefully you will have had salary increases between now and then.
But she says there's no standard answer, and those retiring in the next 3 years should contact the State University's retirement system for help with their particular situation. One thing everyone seems to agree on is that the whole topic is complex, and that U of I officials could have done a better job of handling the situation. Jenny Barrett is the chair of a group called the Association of Academic Professionals. They're mounting a petition drive for unionization, and the pay date issue is helping motivate them.
I know I've heard from a number of people who feel that the university wasn't totally honest about the way they've approached it. Several people contacted me and said, I have to contact somebody. I'm not quite sure who to turn to. I can't get any answers about this issue.
Associate Provost Pecknold agrees.
I think they have a point. I think that it would have been, I'm not sure how we could have explained it any better because it's difficult to explain. I wish we had been able to make the rationale and the consequences clearer sooner.
The U of I is offering interest-free loans to help people through the transition. Applications are available at the Office of Academic Human Resources through the end of the month. The pay date change will not affect the U of I's Springfield campus, which already issues checks the 16th. The Chicago campus's pay date is moving from the 1st of the month, so Pecknold says employees there were paid on September 1st and will get a second check on September 16th for those 2 weeks worked. I'm Allie Kawa, AM 580 News.